This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation and the world will be trying to ring in the new year tonight. Health officials are warning Americans to avoid New Year's Eve gatherings. California and Colorado have reported finding a new strain of the coronavirus that was first seen in Britain. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is what viruses do.
They make a living out of mutating. They love to mutate. The more you replicate, the more you mutate.
Scientists have found no evidence the variant is more deadly or causes more severe illness, and they believe the vaccines that are being rolled out will be effective against it. It looks like the idea of $2,000 COVID-19 relief payments to most Americans is pretty much dead. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blocking a vote in the Senate, saying Congress has already given Americans $600 payments. He says if some Americans continue to struggle financially,
then what they will need is smart, targeted aid, not another fire hose of borrowed money that encompasses other people who are doing just fine.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the Senate should vote on this.
Yes or no? Up or down, do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not?
The $600 payments are already going out to Americans, according to the Treasury Secretary. The Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville knocked out phone and internet service across hundreds of miles in the south. The Nashville Police Department's phones and internet failed. The airport held up flights for hours on Christmas Day. Stores went cash only. Now Congressman Jim Cooper, who represents Nashville, says this can't happen again. He says we're all too dependent on phone, TV, and internet to have the system fail. He's calling for congressional hearings on how to reduce telecom vulnerabilities. This is AP News. President Trump is cutting short his Florida vacation, returning to the White House today. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There's no official reason given for President Trump coming back to Washington a day early, but the change in plans was announced hours after Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley said he would object next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Hawley's move would likely force a number of votes in the House and Senate that would delay the certification of Biden's win. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign filed a second request to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that it overturn his election loss in Wisconsin, his second appeal in as many days. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The new Congress convenes Sunday. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi expected to be reelected as House Speaker, the only woman to serve in that job. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.